how strong are the relationships that you have with key people in determining your success? I'm Greg Schenkel, President of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership System, and today we want you to be thinking as a leader not so much of your own self-interests, but what do the people you interact with on a regular basis need from you, and how could you strengthen those relationships so that you get more of what you need and they get more from you of what they need? If you can build strong relationships with everyone you interact with, it makes it a lot easier to get things done. You'll be able to get the things that you need more quickly, and of course, look after their needs so that you're a pleasure to deal with. So I've got a few tips to help you build stronger relationships with all the various people that you interact with. Tip number one is to take a relationship inventory. Why don't you think of all the different people that you have to interact with as a leader in order to achieve the results that you need? You probably deal with people in the front office. You deal, of course, with your manager, with your peers from other shifts and other departments who supply you what you need to be successful. And if you have those relationships on a list, you can then determine how strong are they and which ones need to get a little bit more of your time and attention in order to make you even better and more successful in working with those people. The second tip is to give them what they need. When you give them what they need, you're going to be more successful because when they see that you're helping them do what they need to get done, they're going to be more apt to help you do what you need to get done. And so that quid pro quo, that you scratch my back, I scratch yours mode, actually works in terms of relationships. And number three is to thank the people who help you. By showing some positive reinforcement and praise to the folks who help you out, they're going to be more likely to do the same thing going forward, and so you'll be creating the future help that you need to be successful. Strengthening your relationships can make it easier to get the things done that you need to achieve because others will be helping you out. It can also reduce your own stress and frustration on the job. So once you've figured out how to strengthen your relationships with all the key people you interact with, you might decide to work on some of your other leadership skills and attributes. And of course, we're here to help in that regard, whether it's having us on site to work with your team in person, or more likely these days is to use a virtual training studio that we have to deliver training right to your desktop. No matter which way we can help you, it all starts with a conversation at our website, uniquedevelopment.com. And why not connect with us on all the different social media platforms? I look forward to having you connect with me on LinkedIn and in Facebook, or maybe it's part of our YouTube channel or even Instagram. No matter how you connect, you'll be joining a community of like-minded leaders.